The 1st of August 2020 Quick Learning Techie Show coming up all right about now. Welcome to a Quick Learning Techie Show complete with a slight music bed. How about that? Matt here, and Blake is in the background with his air conditioner.
Yes, I'll be keeping my microphones muted for the duration of the demo, because as you can hear, my air conditioner is rather loud.
And yeah, it is louder than off.
Mine. Yeah, this is what it sounds like when it's off now. How fortuitous that happened at that moment. So there's my demo of my air conditioning system.
Yeah, what a nice loud system it is. It keeps you nice and cool. I'm glad mine's not that loud.
It certainly does keep me cool. I have it at a nice 68 degrees, and if I was in my bedroom, it wouldn't be nearly as loud.
Right. Well, you don't want to be in the bedroom. You want to be in the living room where the recliner and the computers are.
Yep. That's where I put them.
That's right. Good. All right. So, and we have background music composed by Andrew, who never seems to be here at the time, even though he probably would like to. He wanted to hear how I did the other one that I did, so yeah, I got that uploaded. So today we're gonna have a fun little time. I planned this slightly in advance, along with getting distracted with the space station that has slowly been preparing for, and you know, the to get that SpaceX Dragon vehicle that was preparing for an undocking from the space station today. After spending 63 days up in space, they got touchscreen displays in that thing. That's right.
Yeah, we just put more advanced tech in there, and you forgot about someone else.
Russell's in the background.
Russell is in the background.
Yeah. Yeah, when are they going to have either TalkBack or some screen reader on the touchscreen devices up in space? That'd be snazzy. We don't like people flying these things.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Oh, sad.
Besides, there are things that could go wrong out there in space that you need to see if you lose your computers.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it feels like we're headed toward Earth. Here comes the gravity. Whoa, I can't tell how fast we're going, but it's getting mighty warm around here.
Yeah.
Yep, I hope we hit the parachute button. Those chutes come out soon. Yep.
And if your angle of entry is wrong, you will either skip off the atmosphere and go flying out into space, or you will burn up because you have re-entered the atmosphere at a too steep an angle, and the friction against the spacecraft is too great.
That's right. Yeah, we're just going to comb right on in and land in the ocean. I think we're going head first. It feels more like diving, man. Yeah.
And the chutes are supposed to deploy automatically.
Yep. If I were a blind space flyer, I sure hope that happens. But if flying the wrong way, the chutes will deploy and... yeah. Because the angle does matter. Oh, my.
I'm not so sure I'd want to be an astronaut. I mean, imagine trying to navigate in a spacesuit and you couldn't even hear anything. I mean, around you, you know, especially in space, because it's a complete vacuum and sound requires something to travel through.
Right.
So if someone or something happened far away from you, and it was in space, you wouldn't see it, and you wouldn't hear it because the sound has no way of traveling.
Yep, or some folks would say, welcome to deaf blindness, how can we help you today?
The only thing you'd hear, perhaps, is your own breathing and your own voice, and then the voices of those that communicate with you. So,
yep.
I think navigating as a blind person in space, in a spacesuit, or in a spacesuit, period, would be extremely disorienting.
It probably would, but I would welcome the experience of it. That would be a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I tell you what.
Yeah, I'd probably get sick.
Oh, that'd be terrible. Yeah, you'd be sick of vomiting in your own spacesuit. The stuff would float everywhere.
Well, maybe not in the spacesuit, but I would in the zero-gravity environment.
Gross! He's vomiting in near zero gravity. Gross!
There are people that do that, you know.
I know.
Because the body is not designed for zero gravity.
Nope, it's not. Yeah. Think of all the other stuff they have to do up there and get control of it. Ooh. I've had to think about that kind of stuff. And still be a fun adventure. Well, so that is a fun adventure that's been happening on NASA television, and we're not going to restream that over here. Although it is technology and it is fascinating. Today, I have set levels and am prepared to do a real-life demo of a device. That's a different sound. That's the air conditioner. There we go.
It is.
So, we're going to ask some questions. All right. So, Alexa, what time is it?
It's 6:17 p.m.
Good. That was clear and easy to understand. Alexa, how hot is it outside?
Today, expect a high of 38 degrees Celsius.
Ooh, that's hot! What's the current temperature? Alexa, what's the current temperature?
Right now, it's 37 degrees Celsius. Tonight, expect a low of 23 degrees.
Yeah, that's up there. Yeah, that's hot. I'm glad I'm not outside. Whew, terrible. Oh, man. All right. Alexa, what about the weather for tomorrow?
Tomorrow in Bountiful, you'll see lots of sun and can expect a high of 39 degrees Celsius and a low of 23 degrees.
Ooh, hot! Oh, I don't want to be out there tomorrow either. 39's too hot for me. The human body should have a normal temperature of about 37. So go figure. 39's too hot for me. So just as a point of reference. Yeah. Alright, other things we can do. There are skills like Alexa, space conditions.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you do. Do I have to pull up my iPhone and look up the skills? Oh, piece of junk. Okay. In the Amazon app, the Alexa app, we have a number of things we can do. We can set up new devices. Now, to set up a new device, in the operating position, the plugs are behind the device, and the back of it. It's round, an inch or so tall, a few inches across, and it's round. So, vertically, you have up and down on the top, and you have a button which enables you to, which tells it to start listening for your questions, and far off to the left of that you have a mute button, so when that's pressed it won't respond to any voice commands. So if you press the right button and hold it, it'll go into a setup mode. It'll tell you it's in setup mode, and it'll start showing its own little Wi-Fi network, which you can connect to on your iPhone and control some stuff, get it all set up with your own personal user information. And then, after that's done, you'll be able to control it on your own home Wi-Fi after you get it paired up. And there's a lot of personal data in that, so we won't go through the setting up of the Wi-Fi and all that. But that's a rough description of how to get to that Echo setup screen. And the little network it's got. Okay. In the app, we have the devices. We have four tabs. The home tab, communication, which lets you call others with your iPhone. The now playing, the devices, and the more tab. In the devices, we have your smart skills, which I'm going to go into. All right. So it enables you to do a lot of stuff. You can monitor what's going on at home with a drop-in feature, which they've moved around. I couldn't get it to work last time I used it, tried to use it. You can have it turn on different devices that work with it, turn on lights, that kind of thing. Okay, so now, in my living room group, because this Alexa is in, it's this device is in the living room. Okay, it's not doing anything. They've recently updated and rented this app. You can always count on Amazon to mess something up. So, with the guard feature, you can listen to what's going on through the device's microphone, like I said. So we'll hit the All Devices button. And there's my device settings. We can edit the name. We can adjust the audio through the app if we want. It can connect, it can be a Bluetooth device. And it tells me what network it's connected to. It's using the built-in speaker. You can pair Bluetooth subwoofers with it, although I don't know why you'd want to do that when you can plug stuff into the headphone jack. And to do not disturb is off. It knows where I'm at, it knows my time zone. It has a follow-up mode. And tells me who I'm registered to. Alright. So, back to the home button. There is a button with the name of the device and the image. And once that's hit, then you can use your the iPhone version and get skills going. You can create reminders either on the phone or the device. You can play stuff through either Amazon Music, or if you have a music from another skill like Pandora or Apple Music, you can do that. There's a bunch of games and other skills for it. So, it's pretty cool. You can do what they call a routine. I haven't really done any of that. You can have it make announcements at different times. So, those are kind of cool. Hello there, welcome. Welcome to a quick learning techie show. Alright. So, I tried to get a space weather from it. It wasn't doing it. Alexa, amateur radio propagation.
Here is the propagation report from N0NBH from Sunday, August 2nd, 2020 at 12 a.m. Today expect 80 and 40 meters to be fair, 30 and 20 meters to be fair, 17 and 15 meters to be poor, and 12 and 10 meters to be poor. Tonight expect 80 and 40 meters to be good, 30 and 20 meters to be fair, 17 and 15 meters to be poor, and 12 and 10 meters to be poor. Would you like to rate ham radio propagation forecast?
No. Alright, so there are a number of skills you can get for different things you're interested in, like that amateur radio skill I just did. Alexa, amateur extra class.
You have amateur radio study aid extra class enabled. Do you want to open it?
Yes.
Welcome to amateur radio study aid extra class. I will ask you 5 questions. Try to get as many right as you can. Just say the number of the answer. Let's begin. Question 1. What is the magnitude of the impedance of a series RLC circuit at resonance? 1. Approximately equal to inductive reactance. 2. High, as compared to the circuit resistance. 3. Approximately equal to capacitive reactance. 4. Approximately equal to circuit resistance.
4. This one always stumps me.
That answer is correct.
Ha ha!
Answer is 1. Question 2. On what frequencies are spread spectrum transmissions permitted? 1. Only on amateur frequencies above 144 MHz. 2. Only on amateur frequencies above 222 MHz. 3. Only on amateur frequencies above 50 MHz. 4. Only on amateur frequencies above 420 MHz.
4.
That answer is wrong.
No.
The correct answer is 2. Only on amateur frequencies above 220 MHz.
I was taught the other way around.
Question 3.
So I get
what is one way a single sideband phone signal can be generated? 1. By driving a product detector with a DSB signal. 2. By using a balance modulator followed by a filter. 3. By using a reactance modulator followed by a mixer. 4. By using a loop modulator followed by a mixer.
1. I always get this wrong.
Sorry, I'm having trouble accessing your amateur radio study aid extra class skill right now.
Oh, there we go. There you have it. Amazon stuff loves to keep crashing. There we have it. Oh, my. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 6:28 p.m.
Well, it still has connection to the internet. Some skills like to crash. But I've got a bunch of them in here. They don't always recognize their commands. So, yeah, Amazon leaves plenty of room for improvement. Will I get another Echo in the future? Mixed feelings. Maybe, maybe not. When this one wears out, I'll probably just use the app. Anyway, let's see. I want a list of my skills. Where's my skills? Crazy iPhone. Let's see here. Anyway, so we have a little bit of a sample of what this thing can do. You can get news from it. If you wait a whole bunch of days and then you get a news flash from it, it'll give you all the stories from all that stuff, from all the days clear up to the present. So, and usually I forget to ask for it every day because I always get the news from the iPhone. So, that stuff kind of piles up. But you can adjust the volume. Alexa, volume 2. Alexa, what time is it? Could hardly hear it. Alexa, volume 5. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 6:31 p.m.
Alexa, volume 7. Alexa, speak slower.
Okay, I will speak at this speed from now on.
That's a little bit slow for me. Alexa, speak faster.
Okay, I will speak at this speed from now on.
Alexa, speak faster.
Okay, I will speak at this speed from now on.
Alexa, speak faster.
Okay, I will speak at this speed from now on.
Alexa, speak faster.
Okay, I will speak at this speed from now on.
Alexa, speak faster.
Sorry, I'm already at my highest speaking rate.
Alexa, what's the date today?
Today is Saturday, August 1st.
Someone told me once that if you whisper to Alexa to have it tell you the time, it will whisper back to you.
Oh, wow. Snazzy. I don't need that. It's just fine where it is.
You ought to try it. Try whispering to it. See if it works.
I'm at the computer. It's clear over there.
Well, just say it in a loud whisper.
Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 6:32 p.m.
Huh.
Didn't work. Oh, well.
Oh, well. That's okay. Yep, so you can put a whole bunch of skills on there. We can always try and be smarter than a fifth grader. We can always do extra class. More extra class. Let's see if that skill came back to life. Alexa, extra class.
I don't know that one.
Alexa, speak slower.
Okay, I will speak at this speed from now on.
Alexa, speak slower.
Okay, I will speak at this speed from now on.
There, that's good. Alexa, amateur extra.
Sorry, I don't know how much extra is worth.
Alexa, amateur extra license manual.
You have amateur radio study aid extra class enabled. Do you want to open it?
Yes.
Welcome to amateur radio study aid extra class. I will ask you 5 questions. Try to get as many right as you can. Just say the number of the answer. Let's begin. Question 1. What causes intermodulation in an electronic circuit? 1. Too little gain. 2. Lack of neutralization. 3. Nonlinear circuits or devices. 4. Positive feedback.
3.
That answer is correct. Your score is 1. Question 2. Which of the following best describes one of the standards that must be met by an external RF power amplifier if it is to qualify for a grant of FCC certification? 1. It must produce full legal output when driven by not more than 5 watts of mean RF input power. 2. It must be capable of external RF switching between its input and output networks. 3. It must satisfy the FCC's spurious emission standards when operated at the lesser of 1,500 watts or its full output power. 4. It must exhibit a gain of 0 decibels or less over its full output range.
3.
Sorry, I'm having trouble accessing your amateur radio study aid extra class.
I can't get more than 2 questions in at a time without that skill falling over. How sad.
Well, I must say, I really want one of these things now just to see how much it crashes.
Yeah. Doesn't crash as much on the iPhone app, which says something. Yeah.
I would not want one of them because you have a device listening to you constantly in your house, and you don't know who that information is being sent to, how much of it is being sent, and what it's being used for. I felt better once I got rid of my Google speaker that I gave to my sister, and she has been utilizing it because that thing was always listening. In fact, I was able to activate it once, saying, "Hey Google," and in my bedroom, the door was closed, and it still activated. It didn't understand much of anything else, but it did come on. So that's proving that it is picking up my voice out of everything, and who knows what it's doing with all that information. So those smart speakers and that kind of stuff, I don't know if I'd necessarily want one in my house. Even if you turned off the voice activation, there's no guarantee that it's still not listening to you.
Right, because they may make you think it's turned off, but they can still have software actively listening.
Yeah, there was a hardware switch on the Google that supposedly turned off the microphone. I don't know if it really did or not, but it was a switch that made you think, at least, that it did actually turn off a microphone.
Yeah. You never know these days, our phones and our computers could all be listening.
Yep. Even the iPhone, even though I turned off Hey Siri. Hey Siri! See?
Yeah.
It's off. But you don't know what it's doing.
That's right. They may disclose one thing about what they're doing, but who knows if they're telling the truth? We don't know. That's the risk we take with all this technology. If you don't want to take that risk, get rid of it all. But it is an important thing. I know people that go all paranoid and they put duct tape over their cameras and they try and cover up their microphones and all this. And that just creates more hassle for when it comes time to actually use the stuff, you know, for good purposes. I don't want to go through all that. I mean, my devices already have my credit card number, so in the rare occasion I do have to speak something like that. I mean, and all the government agencies already have my social security number. It's just a number. I can't take that. Well, I remember that, but that number's not going to be important in heaven, so I'm not way too concerned about it. Just man-made stuff to be paranoid about. So I don't let myself be paranoid. I just enjoy the adventure of life. Have fun with it. Enjoy the technology for what it's worth. Not be too concerned about it. Can't take it to heaven. Just enjoy it now. And, you know, life is life. But it is something to think about. Bear in mind. It's a risk you take with these devices. So, now we know what skills can do. They can turn on and off stuff, they can give you news, they can give you weather, they can give you propagation reports. There was a space conditions skill that would give me the exact solar flux number, which I was looking for, but that's not coming up, obviously. So, yep, Amazon does have some work room for improvement, but overall, it's okay. It's fun. It's dirt cheap. They have quite a few Echos out there, not only the Echo Dot, but they have the Echo, which is larger. They have the Echo Show, which is a TV thingy. They have Fire Sticks, which connect to HD televisions. They have the Echo Flex, which is smaller than the Echo Dot, which is about $25. So, you know, if you ever want to try it, at least you have a very low price point you can get into. There are even some skills that, they cost money, which is really dumb. One that I was interested in is the Live ATC, Live Air Traffic Control. So I checked it out, and I thought, 99 cents a month to listen to what I can get on Live ATC for free on the iPhone? Nah, I'll pass on that. But really, the Echo's not good for much anything else. I really wish it had a Broadcastify skill, because I'd use that all the time, listening to public safety dispatch. That's what all that device is good for anyway. That and Alexa. Enable Popcorn Tycoon.
Okay, here's Popcorn Tycoon.
There are three items available at this time. Microwaves, popcorn brownies, and hair dryers. Which item do you want to buy?
Microwaves.
One microwave costs $2,792,768,501 popcorn. You can only afford one microwave. Would you like to purchase it?
Yes.
Great. You just bought one microwave. Whenever you want to upgrade your equipment, just say Alexa, open Popcorn Tycoon.
And the stuff pops. And pops for 30 seconds, and then it lets you know more data. Maybe the position you're in on the leaderboard, or how many kernels per second you're popping, stuff like that. It's just a mindless game. So just for the show, we're gonna let it go for the 30 seconds. Season has to say, come on, keep popping, son. And this isn't the only music.
You now have 1,251,911,124 popcorn.
Yeah, so that's all I had to say there. Just because we're on the show, I'll do a little demo of something else on this mindless game here in a minute. Maybe a bunch of them.
You now have 1,257,718,900 popcorn. You are currently in 103rd place on the weekly global leaderboard. You need to pop at least 150,320,903 more kernels this week to increase your rank on the leaderboard.
Alexa, open Popcorn Tycoon.
There are three items available at this time. Hair dryers, crop circle time warps, and frying pans. Which item do you want to buy?
The second one.
Hatchet Cup is offering you the chance to pop one kernel of corn from his crop circles in exchange for three cheddar. Hatchet Cup claims this will let you generate about 10 minutes worth of popcorn production in a much shorter time frame. Would you like to take up Hatchet Cup on this unusual offer?
Yes. The dogs aren't helping anything.
Okay, now sit back. Relax. You will experience some minor tingling or numbness in the extremities. Relax. Don't fight the sensation. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out.
Here we go, the use of chat.
You now have 1,366,614,700 popcorn. Did you know there's a Facebook group just for Popcorn Tycoon fans? Join us at facebook.com/groups/popcorntycoon.
Alexa, stop. And it came up with some new popcorn music for us. So, as we know, the speakers on those devices really aren't all that great. They're not all that bad. They're not all that great. They're best for speech. Music doesn't sound all that good through them, so I never listen to music through it. And there go the dogs again. So, anyway, come here, microphone. There we go. So anyway, the microphones on those things really aren't that great. The microphones are okay. I've done some calls with other people over Skype and, you know, over the Amazon system. And it's okay. but Amazon just likes to... Amazon is just dirt cheap. That's what it is. Dirt cheap. In some ways, it works to our advantage, but... Yeah.
Who isn't dirt cheap? Even Apple doesn't always use the best products in their stuff.
That's true. They often don't, which is kind of sad, for considering the premium prices we're paying for it. But not only are you paying for the hardware, but you're paying for the software as well. You're paying for people to write the code and keep it going. So with that in mind, I can halfway respect Apple's pricing. That's just the way it is. All right. Any questions, comments, concerns? We had a fun little demo. And if you ever unplug the Amazon Echo, the Echo Dot, and then plug it back in, or if the power goes out, it takes a minute or two to come back. I'm being hayed. I don't have any hay. Hay is for horses.
Well, fine. Ignore your wife. It's okay.
I'm not ignoring you. I acknowledged your presence.
I got something big.
Oh! Snazzy.
Ouch.
But all right.
You might want to be very careful with me.
Yes. What'd you do? Get sunburned?
I think so.
I kind of figured. Yep. So you're now more sensitive to the heat and light than you were before.
Oof.
All right. Well, I just finished demoing the Echo for the Quick Learning Techie Show. So that means it's probably going to be a short Quick Learning Techie Show today, since we didn't have very many participants and therefore no big questions. All right. Any other technology topics, whatever, before I end this short little stream today? Let's see, I got a chance to do some editing on some more Rainstorm file stuff this week, so I'll probably put that into future episodes of the show. It'll be snazzy, it'll be fun, most of it's not too exciting. But it's there nonetheless. All right. One last call, questions, comments, concerns before we have a short show for the Saturday evening. Nothing's come up on Twitter, so we're good there. And nothing here. Well then. Hello, air conditioner.
Demo now.
Yep. Yep,
I'll turn my mics on, and just for my own curiosity, I'm going to see if there were any listeners.
Probably not.
Well, let's see. No listeners, pick up one listener. But that one listener probably did not stick around long. That is what typically happens.
Yeah, that's what typically happens. Most people that are in there really aren't that concerned about the technology. They want entertainment. They got entertainment elsewhere. If you want Donald Duck, go get Donald Duck somewhere else. Anyway.
Oh, ouch.
And don't ouch too much, it hurts. All right, folks. With that, we're going to end this little Quick Learning Techie Show. It was fun. It was good. I enjoyed doing it, and that's what counts. So, everybody have fun, don't fall, don't work too hard, and if nothing else gets in the way, we'll do another one next week, or soon. Have fun. Bye-bye.
Ouch. As bad as Mary Catherine, but ouch.
Yeah. Goodbye, all.